Next month, lawmakers will return to the State House for the beginning of a new legislative session. So VPR is checking in with the chairs of House and Senate committees to see what's in store in 2018. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the House Committee on Ways and Means will have some especially tough decisions to make.
This week, members of the U.S. House and Senate will try to iron out details of their big federal tax overhaul. Calais Representative Janet Ansel is the chairwoman of the House Committee on Ways and Means. She says she doesn't know yet what the changes might mean for Vermont, but she says her committee will spend most of next year trying to figure that out.
Understanding what they're doing to the Vermont economy, understanding what they're doing to Vermont revenue, and understanding what they're doing to Vermont individual and business taxpayers.
That won't be an easy task. Vermont's tax code is in many ways decoupled from the federal system, but not in every aspect.
We, for example, use the federal standard deduction figure. So when they increase the standard deduction, that has an impact.
And the federal changes won't be limited to the individual income tax. Congress is contemplating major changes to the corporate and estate taxes as well. And once Ansel and her committee members figure out how the federal tax bill will affect Vermont, they'll have to decide what, if anything, to do about it.
One of my concerns is that there are a lot of unintended consequences in the federal tax bill that may also flow through to the state. And all I can say is that we'll do the best we can with them.
One of Ansel's biggest concerns is how changes in the federal tax code will affect low- and middle-income tax filers. Vermont has one of the most progressive income tax structures in the country. That means wealthier filers pay a higher percent of their income toward taxes than people making less money. If changes to the federal tax code alter that equation, then Ansel says lawmakers in Vermont might want to find ways to neutralize the impact.
I certainly would have as one of my guiding principles that we don't want our tax system to be any less progressive than it currently is.
Ansel says her committee will also have to find time to deal with the more state-level concern, and that's property taxes, which are used to pay for public education.
I think it is time for us to look seriously at whether we can make the funding system simpler and at least as fair as the current system is.
Ansel says she's already spoken with House leadership about several property tax reform proposals. She says many lawmakers are interested in moving away from the property tax to fund schools and instead rely more on income taxes. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.